Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw.
And I'm Greek, as a matter of fact, so how are you? All right, thanks so much for joining us. It's Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk for Thursday and Friday for the encore presentations. But Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5. You can also go to our Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5. Follow that. We have lots of great information about country music, also about NASCAR, the big race in North Wilkesboro last night. And my first wife actually was from North Wilkesboro, and her mom, Bonnie, wonderful lady, worked for Junior Johnson. She was Junior Johnson's secretary, front office secretary. And we got to go to Junior Johnson's house and met his wife at the time, Flossie, and got to see all of the vehicles, all of the cars. It was really a very eye-opening experience. And North Wilkesboro Raceway had been closed. But Junior Johnson, I guess he was in Rhonda, North Carolina, near there. But my first wife's family was from North Wilkesboro. So they opened up the track, and pretty exciting race apparently last night. I don't pretend to know much about NASCAR, but boy, you know, I had a producer, Walker, who was just, he was just great at it. He really was. Anyway, so much for that. So phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I was just trying to find on Facebook, not Facebook, but the Times Leader, where Denny was saying about you got to be positive here, I think. Let's see. There's been favor downtown, character of the subs, bringing new streets concept, very important. Just work with me here on this. It's just me. Let me see if I can find this damn thing. Oh, it drove me nuts. My first major health plan. Everybody can see it all complete. Nice support wheeling. It's been a project, made in transition. Okay, the mayor urged this from the Times Leader story. The mayor urged the community to remain optimistic about all the positive things unfolding in Wheeling, despite the challenges it takes to see them to fruition. Too many times we start to get that negative vibe, and do you know what? It makes it worse. There are so many things that are happening right now on Main Street. Let's be optimistic and let's try to erase some of that negative aspect. How do we erase that negative vibe that Denny Magruder is talking about? I'm not quite sure how to do that short of putting a blindfold on. Do you have any thoughts, any suggestions of how we can eliminate the negative vibe regarding all of the problems that the city politicians have created for downtown Wheeling? I'd like to get your thoughts on this. The negative vibe hotline is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The negative vibe hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. How do we get rid of the negative vibe? When we look at these gaping holes that are the bio swales, how do we get rid of the negative vibe? What do we call them? What should we say they are instead of gaping holes? How do we get rid of the negative vibe regarding that clock that's across the street from River City Ale Works? That big clock that's never has the right time. I don't know who's responsible for that. I'm guessing the city, but maybe not. I don't know. How do we get rid of the negative vibes regarding all of the empty new parking garages, including the latest one off of Market Street that was designed for the Wheeling Pit project that also, by the way, is not happening? How do we get rid of that negative vibe? How do we get rid of the negative vibe regarding all the homeless people, all the problems that they create, including the fires and the crime and the miserable quality of life? How do we get rid of that negative vibe? Because it's all about the vibe. This suspension bridge looks beautiful, but no one is saying that the bridge is going to be able to hold vehicular or carry vehicular traffic, support it. I've never understood, I swear to you, I've never understood why city officials have not been demanding that the state prop up that bridge properly so it can carry vehicles. They spent all this money for what? To make it look like a Potemkin village kind of a thing. Oh yeah, it looks very nice. Can't drive on it, but it sure looks nice. Let's spend, I don't know, $17 million, whatever the number was. How do we get rid of that negative vibe? How do we get rid of all the negative vibes regarding the poor struggling businesses in Wheeling, in large part because of the never-ending construction? How do we get rid of all that negative vibe about that new flop house in downtown Wheeling? How do we get rid of all the negative vibe regarding how nothing ever changes here? The problems are never solved. How do we get rid of all that negative vibe? How do we turn a lemon into lemonade? How do we say really, really good things about the gaping holes and really, really good things about the empty parking garages and really, really good things about the high crime at Heritage Port? And shout out to Steve Novotny for sending a FOIA request to get that information. 40% of the crime during the summer, this past summer, committed by homeless people, and a lot of the crime at the Heritage Port. Police statistics, not me saying that. That's give all the credit to Steve Novotny on that one. How do we get rid of the negative vibe regarding all these businesses that are just struggling, trying to stay open? My heart breaks for them. My heart just breaks for them. How do we get rid of all the negative vibes here? How do we just become positive and life-affirming, and maybe we can all do a group hug or something like that on Main Street? Sing Kumbaya. Oh, in fact, we could actually have the whole chorus standing in one of those bioswales. I think that would be great. How do we get rid of the negative vibe? Denny Magruder, the mayor, who's a nice guy, his wife is lovely, by the way, thinks that's the problem. We shouldn't be so negative. It's just like every other mayor. What I was hoping from Denny Magruder, and I do like him personally, he's a good human being. He really is. He's even better than I am. If truth be told, I have to say that Denny Magruder is even better than I am. And I know what you're thinking. You think, wow, Dimitri, that's a really high bar you've set. Well, I know. But he is. But I really thought and hoped that he would be different from all the other mayors who it's just PR. It's a PR job. Trying to put lipstick on a pig. All the problems that we've had here. And the solution these politicians come up with is, well, you got to be positive. You got to be, really, really positive, not negative. You got to be really positive. And here we have Denny Magruder saying, well, the negative vibe here, we got to stop that. The way you stop that is by producing results. I haven't seen too many of them. Okay, now you can carry liquor and walk around, in different parts of the city. Fine, homeless have been doing it for decades. But fine, that's progress. All right, fine. I do hope it helps the businesses. I really do. But my goodness gracious. Really? This is the best that Denny could come up with? What I was hoping to see with Denny Magruder, who I do like personally, is real leadership. Real leadership, even something as basic as the Wheeling Tunnel. Now, I realize he doesn't control that. That's a state thing, West Virginia Division of Highways, or Department of Transportation Division of Highways. Yeah. But even something as basic as that, with the name Wheeling on it, the Wheeling Tunnel, have you taken a good look at that thing, the two portals, as well as what's inside? It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. The portal facing west, the portal facing west, facing Ohio, as you drive up to it, you see on the right-hand side, it's really dirty. It doesn't. It's gray. It looks terrible. But it looks light years better than the portal on the other side facing, well, West Virginia. It's in West Virginia, facing Pennsylvania. It is filthy beyond belief. And it has got the name Wheeling Tunnel, letting the world know just how god-awful the place must look in people's minds. Because, I mean, the tunnel looks the portals look terrible, especially the one facing the east. But as bad as that is, it's 10 times worse when you are in the Wheeling Tunnel. They don't know how to replace light bulbs. So many of the light bulbs have been burned out for so long, it's like, it really can't be that hard, can it, for the Division of Highways to change a light bulb? I'm sure it's a bit more complicated than me changing a light bulb at home. Because typically, when I do that, I just say, hey, honey, could you change the light bulb, please? So I'm sure it's more complicated than that. But my goodness gracious. Real leadership would mean someone like a Denny Magruder who instead of worrying about the negative vibe would say, look, there's a reason why there's so much negative vibe here. We got to fix the problem. Forget about the negative vibe. Fix the problems here. Show true leadership. And while you're at it, how about, even though it's not in the city of Wheeling, how about demanding that the state of West Virginia cleans up that horrendous mess that is the Welcome Center that's now just a laydown yard? It's the first thing people see when they drive into our state. And people come on 70, not just from Pennsylvania. They come from the whole Northeast. This is one of the main arteries to get out west to Utah. And then you hang a left and you go down to California, or hang a right and you go up to Washington. The first thing that people see in West Virginia is the Welcome Center. And it's a disgrace. It's a laydown yard. You can't imagine how bad it is. The orange barrels and the fences. And this is West Virginia's welcome? If I'm Denny Magruder, I'd be screaming about that as well. I know it's not in the city, but it's in the region. And true leadership means someone's got to stand up and demand higher values for everyone connected with this part of the country. Too many times I hear a lot of people say this. Have you heard this? I have. It's good enough for the valley. Something that is just half-ass, not well thought out, just sort of kind of there. And whenever someone says, you know, that's not really all that good. We can do a lot better. I can't tell you the number of times I've said that over the years regarding so many different things here in the valley. Most of the time, people go, well, it's good enough for the valley. Really? That's your standard? It's good enough for the valley? And when I ask that, I am hoping that they feel a sense of shame, a sense of, oh my God, I'm setting the bar that low. But they don't. They agree with it. They go, well, it's good enough for the valley. That's about it. This is about it. It is beyond frustrating to me. How do you get people to really start caring about this area, about, frankly, themselves? How do you get them to start caring? If we had real leadership, and Denny Magruder, who's a very nice guy, but, you know, is he a leader? Have you seen any leadership in the part of Denny Magruder? He's a nice guy, gets along with everyone. Certainly does not want to cause trouble. But you need a disruptor when you have all of the problems that we have here. And we don't have a disruptor. We've got a very, very nice guy, very good, decent man. But we've had a lot of mayors who are good, decent people. Nice guys, good, decent people. Including Glenn Elliott. And I didn't agree with him on much of anything. Even Jack Lippert. Good, decent man. We need leaders. This isn't about the Chamber of Commerce and glad handing and all that. This is about being a disruptor, being an agent of change, demanding that the things get better here, holding people accountable, holding the state accountable, holding the county accountable, holding everyone accountable. But no negative vibes. Denny Magruder does not want negative vibes. That's the leadership that we have right now. Everyone knows that this streetscape project, which I call Streetscape, is an absolute and complete total failure. It's a mess. It is just god-awful. We're just seeing the tip of the tip of the iceberg. When people start falling into these things and they can't get around and everything else, it's going to be really, really bad. And it could be very, very tragic if it involves a senior citizen or a child or whatever. But yeah, let's not have any negative vibes. Let's pretend everything's fine.